think that glorifying God is what we're meant to do.
So as I sit here and listen to these stories and I look around the room and I see the ripple that has happened just from asking, my best friend, hey, do you want to come try us out?
And for me, that was one of the weirdest but really coolest things that had ever happened to me, because I'd never been comforted by strangers.
Just being able to feel a part of something bigger than yourself. Because when you do that, everything else kind of starts to look a little bit smaller and a little less overwhelming when you know, hey, there's something bigger than me.
Yeah, it's like a whole different world out there that we had no clue existed until we came to Friendship.
And now we're making impacts for the church, not just the church impacting us.
I think that's why we exist as a church, is to glorify God and to save the lost.
There we go. We're going to wrap up tonight. Those of you that are guests with us tonight, you get kind of a glimpse as to what we're talking about as a church. One of the things we like to do as we wrap up Vision Sunday is talk about this next year. And go, okay, what do we believe God has for us next year? In the next 12 months, as we look from this month, now it's November, it's clearly becoming winter because we saw snowfall, which some of you like and the rest of us hate you for it. This is clearly, what does God have for us? What's God have for us next? And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to kind of categorize our goals into four areas. The first three are what we talk about, spiritual, financial, relational. As we talk about that we as a church believe that God's called each of us to grow spiritually deeper, to become financially stable, and to pursue relational happiness, success, joy, to be able to enjoy those things. And so we've kind of broken those first three up into those, and the last one we're just going to title our growth goals. What we want to see God do, as we talked about this morning, the influence to grow both wider and deeper as we continue to pursue Jesus Christ. So we're going to begin with what we call our spiritual life goals. So just some things that we're going to be talking about. And by the way, those of you that don't typically goal set, here's let me just throw this out for you, because I know sometimes the reason that we don't set goals is we're afraid that we're not going to reach them. We're afraid that we're like, oh man, I don't know, if I say I'm going to lose 20 pounds and I lose 10 pounds, I'm a failure. No, you lost 10 more pounds than you would have lost if you hadn't tried to lose 20 pounds, okay? See, that's how goals work. They get you moving in the right direction. Around here, we have a habit of setting what I like to call BHAGs. And it's not like, don't go there, but it's not that. It's a big, hairy, audacious goal. We like to set those. We go, man, this is what we believe that God has for us. We're going to keep moving in that direction, and we believe that God's going to provide the rest as we continue to do that. So these are some of the things that we're going to be doing this year, and we're going to be planning on working on in our spiritual life goals. The first one is this. We want to develop what we're kind of calling our coaching network. We already have, those of you that are involved in small groups, you probably know that we've got small group coaches. Andy Wendling and Dale Height, they have been working with our small group leaders and trying to help them, trying to support that. And so we're going to continue to grow in that area as they kind of develop our small group leaders. That's really an important part of our church, is developing those small group coaches. But we also want to grow up financial coaches, some people that can come alongside. We often will get a phone call or ask a question, hey, we're really struggling right now. We don't know how to handle our finances or to work through these budgets. So we want to develop some people that we can go, you know what? We've got someone that in a confidential way can sit down with you, talk to you about this, help you work through these things to create a plan and a budget. I know sometimes budget's a dirty word, but create a budget to be able to work through those things. So we believe that, hey, if the Bible teaches that we're supposed to grow spiritually healthy and we're supposed to get financially stable, that we should do everything we can to help you come to that point and be able to do that. Then we also want to develop some marriage coaches, some people who've been there and done that. By the way, anybody here have a perfect marriage? Okay, good. What would be funny is if one spouse raised their hand and the other one didn't. That would be funny. But a perfect marriage, nobody's got a perfect marriage. But so what we want to do is we want to develop some people who've been there and done that. And when you're struggling, you're going, man, we've kind of hit a rut. We don't know how to get over this. We don't know how to talk about this. We don't know how to move to this. You guys can go, man, we just need somebody to come alongside us. And we want to develop some marriage coaches that can come in and sit in your home or their home, whatever you're comfortable with, and go, hey, what's going on? How can we pray for you? How can we help you? Maybe you want to try this. Maybe, actually spend time together. I know it's a crazy thought, but let's try with that first and see if we can do that. But some marriage coaches. And then we also want to develop some of our own small group series. One of the things that we've been doing for probably about a little bit over a year and a half now, maybe more than, maybe 2 years, we've been recording the messages on Sunday morning, and then we put them online with our account there, and you're able to watch it. And if you're not here in town, you can get on and you can watch those things. One of the things that we've been asked about kind of over and over again is, hey, we're going to ever, you know, take those things and, you know, that message series that was done, you know, 2 years ago, that was great. You know, we can ever do something like that again. I typically don't like, you know, go, hey, let's take this series from 2 years ago. We'll just re-preach the whole thing. That'd be great. So what we want to do is kind of take some of those that we know have been impactful and create them into a small group curriculum so that they can be used kind of as we go forward as a church. So those are some of the goals that we have for the spiritual life area here at Friendship Church. The second part is our financial life goals. As we look at our church and what we're doing, we say, man, we've got some goals that we want to set, that we want to be able to reach, to be able to move forward, just like I'm sure you as a family set those goals as well. The first one that we want to set is to be able to rebuild the buffer that we have as we began the process of building this auditorium and then the foyer and the offices and that type of thing. We had a really healthy buffer as we finished out this project. Of course, there were overruns, and so we had to use a lot of that cash reserve and do that. So our goal this year is really to get to about a $20,000 cash reserve, so if anything happens, we're able to be able to take care of those things. So that's one of our financial goals with that. And I know that some of you will be very excited about this next one. Our next financial goal is to remove and replace the shed that is out back. And so we're like, yeah, get there with that shed! But basically, it's a storage shed that we've only got a few things that are left in there, and we want to, I mean, hey, if you're like, hey, I have some TNT, we'll happy to turn you loose and maybe stuff it full of some Canadian geese first, but and do that. But to be able to do that, we've got to replace it with something else, and that's going to probably cost between somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000 to be able to get something that's going to look nice and stand up to the test of time and the crazy winds that are here in the Indianapolis area. The third thing we want to do is we're kind of illegal right now as a church because we've got non-compliant signs for the city of Greenwood. Apparently, the city of Greenwood had decided, you know, a couple years ago that they don't like vinyl banners, and so they're banned from the city of Greenwood. You can't find a vinyl banner unless, of course, it's made by the one place that looks really, really terrible. You know what I'm talking about? The ones that are black and they have neon letters and they're really disgusting and awful. But anyways, so we have had the sign that we've had for years and years and years and years and years. One of the things that they said was, hey, in the next 12 months, you've got to replace that. But then also, we want to be able to put signage on the physical building as well to be able to denote that, you know, Friendship Childcare is out there and people can use that as well. And that's going to be about a $5,000 thing right there. And the fourth thing we want to do is we want to add to our Financial Peace University curriculum. Really quickly, how many of you have taken Financial Peace University? That is so cool. If you have not done that, I highly encourage you to do it. You go, man, I don't think I'm ready for that. That is why we're doing what we're doing with this. Because there is a pre-step that we're going to begin offering. It's simply called Money Matters. It's only about 6 weeks. I think it's 4 weeks long. Four weeks. Don's reminding me. It's 4 weeks long. It's really simple. Just talks about some of the real basic things that you can do to start getting your financial life in order. It doesn't start talking about assets and how a mortgage somehow is, no, it doesn't get any of that stuff. Y'all stop popping the balloons, all right? You're going to scare me. But it's all about being able to figure out, start moving in the right direction. Then, of course, we have Financial Peace University. And for those of you that have taken Financial Peace University and you've begun to work through that, or maybe you're near the end and you're like, man, I'm starting the process of maybe paying off mortgage or investing or that type of thing, they've created a third level called the Legacy Journey. And so we'll be purchasing that, I think, this next month. And we'll be offering that sometime in 2018. It's a 7-week curriculum that's really very similar to Financial Peace University, but takes it kind of the next step. How do you do those things? And not only that, but then how do you make sure that the next generation, you know, what you have left when you pass from this life to the next actually gets passed on to your kids without the government taking more than it really should in those things. So it kind of lays out those things. You know, the Bible says that, a righteous man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that's something that we believe here. We believe that you should be able to handle your finances in such a way that God has given you the ability to both hand both your legacy for your life and how God has blessed you through your financial life as well. Now, maybe you're going, man, I really would like to participate in one of those things. One of the things we always say, because people go, hey, we want to give to X. Our first question is, are you giving, are you tithing to Friendship Church? Because that's the first step. If you say, hey, I want to give, that's the first step, giving 10% of what God's given to you back to him. But if you go, man, we want to accelerate. We want to get ahead of this. We really hate that shed. You can if you want to go, man, this is, write that on and go, this is for the removal and the replacing of the shed that I hate in Jesus' name. And you can do that if you want to. Or if you go, man, we want to help with the sign, where if you are more than welcome to do it. The only thing that we say is make sure that you're giving first to what we're doing here as a church overall. And then if you want to give over and above to that, to those projects, you are more than welcome. We would certainly encourage that. So we've got spiritual life, the financial life, and then the third thing is the relational life. So how do we look at the relational life? One of the things that we do is we look at small groups. And so our goal, I don't know how many, Dale, Andy, how many small group leaders do we have right now? Do you guys count? We had a small group leaders meeting. It was so cool, but we've got like 11. We're going to go with that because it's close to that, isn't it? Yeah, 12. We're going to go with 12. We have a dozen. But we want to add five more small group leaders. We want to add five more small group leaders, people that are really, really like engaging with other people. See, the key is some people get really freaked out about small group leading because they're like, oh my goodness, I have to sit up there and know all the answers. No, we don't expect you, or really we don't want you to think you know all the answers. And so we have literally hundreds of small group curriculums that are DVD based as far as the teaching, and then you guide the discussion. The big part that a small group leader really has to know is being able to help people experience genuine care. And being able to build those relationships. So if you go, man, I am really interested in that. I want to be a small group leader. You can send us an email at welcome at Experience Friendship. You can jump on our webpage and you can actually go, hey, I'm interested underneath the volunteering section about I'm interested in being a small group leader. You can talk to Dale or Andy or me and we'll get you hooked up with that because we really want to continue to grow our small groups. I am excited for the day when we offer 20 small groups here at Friendship Church. I'm really excited about that. The second thing is we want to develop and launch a care team. One of the things that we do through small groups is obviously we talk about genuine care. And if you're involved in a small group and you actually told people that you went to the hospital or something happened, you experienced that. You experienced the phone call that went, hey, what can we do for you? You know, we'd like to provide meals while you guys are home. We'd like to do this. You know, how can we pray for you? And you experienced that. But we've got a lot of people at Friendship Church that are not a part of a small group. And so there's a lot of things that get missed sometimes. And sometimes we just see it on Facebook. You know, people have babies, but they don't tell anybody. But then they post a picture on Facebook 4 days later. And we're like, oh, you had a baby. That's great. Do you need any help? They're like, please. And so we want to make sure that we've got a team of people that are ready to respond at a moment's notice. You know, if you end up in the hospital, somebody can run over there and just spend a few minutes with you praying for you, praying with you. And if you go, man, that is right up my alley. I am a person that has empathy. Empathy is the ability to experience or feel or engage with somebody else what they're feeling and engaging. Some of us were very logical, you know, and very analytical, and that's not really our alley. Some of you are like, man, you watch a Hallmark movie and somebody cries and you're like, I can't believe they got together. I mean, it happens every time, I know, but I can't believe that they got together. This is probably an area for you. It really is. Because you can just, man, you can just engage with those people and give them that care and just pray for them. So if you're interested in that, same thing. Shoot us an email at welcometoexperiencefriendship.com. You can talk to me and we'll be doing that. Our last one is our growth goals. And as we talked about this morning, we want to continue to grow both wide and deep. We want to continue to grow as a church in number, because every number has a name, every name has a story, and every story matters to God. But we also want to continue to grow deep in our relationships with each other and our relationships with God. So the first one of these goals is to, as we continue to grow, is to average 400 by the end of September 2018, which means growing by about 80 or so people. Now you go, man, that's a lot. Actually, if we think about it, we talked about it this morning. You know, if each and every one of us is committed over the next 12 months to reach your one more, that one more person, even if we are less than 50% successful at that, that would mean we'd grow by about 150 people over the next 12 months. And we go, what are we going to do then? Well, that kind of sets into motion what we talked about earlier this year, that we would begin to move back into the two service mode. And we're excited about that. We're excited to be able to engage that and do that. And so we want you to join in with that. Who is your one more? That one more person in your sphere of influence that can, that you can engage and connect with Jesus Christ. The other thing we want to do in our growth is to begin the renovation of the South Building. The building to the south of us here that was our original building. Part of our plans originally was to not just build this side, but also renovate that whole side for the kids and the teens area, and to be able to give them areas that are perfectly fit for them, to be able to upgrade all the rooms for the Friendship childcare. Unfortunately, because of all the, I mean, literally like $180,000 was the tune, I think, of the overruns that financial, or the construction they did, we weren't able to do that. So we had to put that on the back burner and just be able to do some of the small things. So that's going to be about a $25,000 to $40,000 project to be able to renovate the South Building for both of our teens and our kids ministry. And if you're not sure, you go, man, I'm not sure that's a great idea. We have kindergarten, actually infant through sixth grade. This morning we had 92 infant through sixth graders over in that building. Those of you that wear purple shirts on Sunday morning, we are so thankful for you, because they're over there, not over here. So, it was so awesome to be able to hear about how they connect with Christ and how they do that on their level. We're so excited about that. And then finally, our goal, again, big, hairy, audacious goals. We would really love to be able to bring a full-time youth person on staff to be able to do things for Riot. Now, Riot and Ignite. If you don't know this, for the last, I don't know, golly, it's probably been 7 years. There's been off and on. We've had different leaders who've been a part of it. We've had different teams engaged in that, and some great, wonderful people who've been working with that. And about 18 months ago, I think, I got re-engaged with that, and so I'm there on Wednesday nights as well. And it's getting to the point, I mean, we had a bonfire. Okay, just do that. We had a bonfire this last Wednesday night. Without a bonfire, because the bonfire wouldn't start, even though we literally poured kerosene all over it. I have gloves that smell like kerosene, and I think it's still in my hair, but I'm not sure. And we couldn't get it started. It was like 38 degrees out, and we finally go, guys, let's just go inside. We had like 30-some kids, high schoolers and junior hires, that came for a bonfire without a bonfire, and they had a great time. It's just continuing to grow and engage in that. So we really need someone that can step into that on a full-time basis to be able to really engage and help that grow. And I believe that's an area that in our community here and also in our church is really the next area. We're going to just see an explosion of growth. It would not surprise me at all if by the end of 2018 we've got 50 to 60 teenagers in our Riot ministry on Wednesday nights, which is amazing. We're excited about that. So those are the things that we're looking for this year. You go, man, that was a lot of things. How are we going to do that? We will get that information to you. We'll lay that all out. and if you go, I'm interested in being one of those marriage coaches or a financial coach, or I want to be a small group leader, or I want to engage in the care team, or I want to help with one of these projects that we've got, we would love to give you more information. You can just shoot us an email at welcome@experiencefriendship.com. We'll keep it private and confidential and give you all the information that you'd like, or you can see one of us and we will direct you in the right way to do that. But we are excited about what God is going to do in 2018. We began this year. We said, you know what, let's take a deep breath. We said, this is going to be our year of Jubilee. We're going to take a deep breath, Because we know what God's got next, we're going to feel like we've been running a marathon for the last, 17 months, because that's about how long it would take me to run a marathon, I think. But we said, let's take a deep breath, and let's just get ready. And I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that what God has planned for us in 2018 is beyond anything that we can imagine. You go, how do you know that? Because that's what God has said. God has said that no mind can conceive, no ear has heard, no mind can imagine what God has prepared for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And so we are excited what God has for us and what God has for you individually, for us as a church, as Friendship Church. Father God, we thank you so much. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to celebrate with you. God, we thank you for the opportunity to experience new things and exciting things for your name. God, we look forward to the horizon and how you're going to work in and through each and every one of us, how you're going to see these goals come to reality, whether it be this year or the next year after that. God, we're excited for how you're going to work through individuals as they step up to become coaches, or they step up to become small group leaders, or they engage with others, or they use the financial resources that you've given them to be able to engage in what you're doing here as a church and these different projects and the exciting things that you have for us. God, we are so excited to be able to continue to glorify you as an effective and influential church. Father, we thank you for that gift. We thank you for Jesus Christ, and we celebrate him tonight. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together and close tonight.